namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya
om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Very good. So we had heard how by the influence of Yoga Maya, Arjuna was brought to Vrindavan, there submerged himself in one of two lakes, and then came out as Arjuniya, a gopi. He had the desire, this spiritual adventure, you can almost say, started with Arjuna having the desire to understand what are the gopis, what is their love for Krishna, all this. So Krishna had said, you cannot understand, you can only participate in it, and then you get some feeling for what this relationship of the gopis to Krishna, of Krishna to the gopis is. So Arjuniya was now untrained in the ways of love, and was directed by the same Yoga Maya to meet the gopis. She was directed to go to a second lake, and it was said by a voice from the sky, there you will meet those who will train you further. So she came after walking to a wonderful lake which was crowded with lotus flowers and with so many birds and fishes and so on. There were wonderful trees and vines which were well kept all around this lake, but there was no one there. It was a lonely lake. Arjuna, not knowing what to do, sat down and sipped some water to quench his thirst. And all of a sudden, she saw on the far side, just opposite, something moving. She heard first the sound of anchor bells, then she heard the laughter of young girls, and soon she saw a beautiful damsels coming out from the forest and going to the top of a ghat. Arjuna could immediately see that these girls were totally in love with someone. They were youthful, they looked very, very dignified and divine, and she felt afraid to even approach them. She simply stood on her side of the lake, and her toe, she stood up and she made some signs in the earth. And then the girls, who were very perceptive, saw her and they asked each other, "See, who's there? Who is she? We've never seen her. Where has she come?" They quickly moved around the lake, and they chose the wisest among them, a gopi called Priyamuda, to inquire from Arjuna, "Who are you? What are you doing here alone by yourself? You clearly suffer from anxiety. It seems you have no friend, no lover." Arjuna was just so bewildered by everything that she could just very hesitatingly answer, I don't know anything about my identity. I don't know whose daughter I am, or if I'm married to someone, nor do I know how I came to this land. I remember only that there was at first a goddess with me who asked me to go into one of these lakes and bathe. No, even that she didn't remember. She only said there was a voice in the sky who directed me to come to this lake. It said I would meet friends here who would help me further on. And I drank the water and then I saw all of you. Can you please tell me who you are? And most of all, it's most important for me to understand you are clearly feeling great love. Who is it whom you love? Well, these girls looked at each other. And they immediately understood it. It was not the first time that a new person had entered Braj. So Priyamuda said, we are all daughters of cowherds and live in nearby villages. But look, we all stand in three groups there. Then she pointed at one group of the gopis. Previously, these were goddesses, demigods. And then she pointed at another group. These were the sacred Vedas in their previous lives. And then she pointed at the third group, and these were the great sages in the previous land. And we other here, we have always been in this land. Despite our different natures, we are all loving the Lord of Radha. We feel that you have been sent here by him to get trained up by us in the ways of our love. And then Priyamud, the gopi, introduced all the gopis, said all their names, and then she said, follow me back to the lake from where you have come. You will again bathe in that lake. So Ajaniya followed her, and then she received secrets from Priyamuda Gopi, a mantra, for instance, along with the teachings, meditations which accompany the mantra. And she said, here stay in this forest and practice this mantra according to the instructions. And then you will, when you are mature, you will see our leader, Srimati Radharani. So when Arjuna was practicing, one day the forest lit up, and Radharani all of a sudden appeared to her. And Radharani said, you have been accepted by my Sakis, and now I have come to you, and I will help you further. And she brought her to the lake, and there initiated her into a process, a sadhana called Gokulanatha. She told her how to Krishna looked and how she should meditate on Sri Krishna, who was more beautiful than a million cupids and full of love. She said, Priyamuda will take care. And with a smile she said, I will now go. And when she is ready, then I will personally come and take her to her worshipable deity, Sri Krishna. So Priyamuda now instructed her further, and I think we can already see the level of instructions gets higher and higher and higher. Very, 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 very interesting to see that at one stage Srimati Radharani appears and gives a certain sadhana. After all, Radha is Krishna's most beloved, and she has an interest to bring newer gopis to give pleasure to the endless desires of her Lord. She is very, very wonderful spirit. I was reading just a little while ago how Prabhupada spoke about the Radharani spirit. This is a very important spirit. See, in our, even in religious and spiritual life, we are sometimes attacked by one of the 19 mistakes of a materially bound soul. And one of these mistakes is that we are envious. Just envious. When we see someone getting more attention than we get, when we see someone doing nicer service, we are envious and we want to block their service. We want to control them. We want to rule over them. This enviousness is a great mistake of every conditioned soul. It's because we feel in our heart poor and wretched, and we feel never we have enough. That's when we feel, when we see someone who apparently has something more than we have, more attention, more advancement, more blessings of Krishna, we feel envious, envy towards them. This can happen. Prabhupada has spoken about this. And the Radharani spirit is, when she sees that someone turns to Krishna, she will say, Prabhupada spoke about this in the lecture in Mombasa, "Oh Krishna, see this person. That person is a better devotee than me. Please accept this devotee. Take care of this devotee." This is the spirit of totally free from envy and only interested in the genuine welfare of others. That's the Radharani spirit. So Radharani now goes to this Arjuniya gopi, beautiful gopi, she's beautiful. and said, I will make arrangements when you are ready. So one day, Krishna and Srimati Radharani are in Radhakund, here in the Sangam. And this is the Radhakund of this earth. The divine Radhakund looks even much, 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 much more inconceivable than this. And all of a sudden, something happens in the atmosphere. Arjun Niyagopi has come to a state where her love has totally blossomed. Remember, Arjuna wanted to understand what is the love of the gopi and what is gopis and what is the relationship which the gopis have with Krishna. And you must understand, before you can enter a relationship with Krishna or with Radharani, you must first of all feel so much for them that the separation from them appears to be unbearable for you. I don't know if you have ever felt in your life a situation where you felt you absolutely needed another person's presence in your life. I think that if at all it has happened, it must have been very rare. We may have felt we need food or a coconut, and if we don't have a coconut or food at the day of the big busting, we feel I can't tolerate one more hour like this. I could think of many of other examples, but I don't want to think of other examples, because what we are talking here about is something very unique. It is the feeling that without you I cannot continue to live. It's a feeling which the soul feels towards God when we are purified from Maya, where our desires go in other directions and to other persons. So Arjuna, you can see how valuable the point of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. He teaches us to first, if we want to approach Krishna, we can do so only through the feelings of separation. So he feels, she feels, I must meet Krishna. She is there in her grove, Arjuniya, and goes, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So Krishna is at that moment in this place with Radharani and the other gopis, and he turns to Radharani and says something very special to her. And what Krishna says, we will hear if Krishna allows it tomorrow. It is. But I want you to fix your attention on this point of continuing our teachings. I really feel something which I would like to share with you and all the devotees who hear this recording. Are you progressing in your spiritual life? Are you learning something new? Are you interested to learn something new? Are you alive in your Krishna consciousness, or do you stay on the same platform, just going from day to day, hoping that at the end of life some highly unlikable miracle will happen? Or do you think maybe, oh, it's good enough if I learn to, if another day comes and I have survived the old day, or it's good enough if my body is healthy now, or it's good enough if I have enough Lakshmi? I believe that this idea of progressing is from Shraddha ultimately to Prema, is something which in a religious society like ours is not often given enough emphasis. Because we have so many other things to take care of. There are so many other things, but imagine you are like Arjuna. You don't know where you come from. You don't know whose daughter you are. You have really nothing. No one. Just imagine the situation. You have nothing and no one. Nikunja, you would all of a sudden be, let us say, in the desert of Rajasthan. There would be no one else around you. Deepak, you would all of a sudden be in some forest wilderness. No one is around you. You have nothing, no luggage. Only you have a feeling in your heart, I must meet the person who is most dear to me. Just imagine this situation. This is Arjuna's situation. And I have read something that it's a Chaitanya Charitamrita. Do you, by the way, have the Veda base on computer or on something? No problem. There it is said, if you love other things, then that is not exclusive love. And for Krishna, you must have exclusive love. So I'm really thinking that this pastime is very, very, very interesting. We are hearing how Arjuna, how a soul meets Krishna, really. For me, this question is every Kartik very knocking on my door. Every Kartik, because then I have nothing else to do and I don't see people. I just am for myself. It's a question. You know, the first thing that you feel when you are only for yourself is you feel lonely. There's nothing to do, nothing, no one to talk to, nothing to divert yourself. So, and then at that moment, you have to ask, is there at all anyone I can turn to now? I mean, I could maybe place some phone calls, but at this moment, I don't wish to do that. I would really think of my relationship to Krishna. this is a very, very, very interesting pastime, and if Lord Damodar allows, we will hear more on this tomorrow. But it gets interesting, isn't it? What will happen with Arjuna Veda? And will he as Arjuna, will he come back? What is this journey? What does Krishna want to teach us? It's from Padma Purana. This is a Purana which is often quoted. For instance, the famous verse, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasavigraha Nitya Mukto Punushuto Nitya Mukto Binadvang Nama Namino. The name is not different from Krishna. It's full of rasa, it's eternally free, it's a wish fulfilling Chintamani Mani. We will see. Now we will also take our bath in the lake at the end. Let's see what will happen to you, Vipaka.